Ah, yes, this is the Couch Potato Sports Show here on Blog Talk Radio. I am Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, coming live here on a Friday morning. Hope everybody's doing wonderful and doing well. As we get started up on the sports weekend, that includes a lot, well, not a lot of NFL, two football games, but two of the most important. These are the ones that are going to go into the Super Bowl. These are the ones that are going to make their play for the championship and Lombardi's Cup. That's what's happening this weekend. Great games going on this week, and there's no other way to put it except for the fact that when you look at football games as far as this year, we saw four great football games last week. And let me tell you something, they were the best four football games all season long. The fact that we have teams in there like an Atlanta and San Francisco and then Baltimore and New England, I mean, when you put it up there, those are the four that you were looking at if you were unlike me, who gave Atlanta no chance because of their offensive coordinator, Cotter. But those would be the four. If he wasn't there, I would have had Atlanta there where they're at. So my distaste in one person prevented me to be pretty much correct on all four of these teams that are there. I say that if you listen to the Couch Potato Sports Show, I am not a fan of offensive coordinator for the Atlanta Falcons, Dirk Cotter. Just more on the fact that I've seen what he's done to two football teams that I root for, and he's blown them up, the ASU Sun Devils and then the Jacksonville Jaguars. But the Jacksonville Jaguars just proved me that they're just a team that, you know, just kind of stink right now. But we will be getting into that this weekend when we go on the air on the Couch Potato Sports Show after we take the handoff from Sports Talk with the guys, after we go all out on a Sunday to talk about two football games where we take 2 hours to talk about two football games. It's going to be great fun this weekend, and we'll be talking about, we'll be kind of jumping into a little bit of them depending on if we get Andrea here this morning or not. That's going to be the huge deal, whether or not that's going to happen. Will we hear from Andrea or not will be the big question. So, that being said, we're going to start off here and we're going to talk football until she gets there, because I do have my trusty backside in baseball all set for her in case she pops in here, because we talk football here when I'm by myself, but when Andrea's here, we'll jump into some baseball. And for those who don't know, these are the games that I look at as far as teams making the statement. These are statement games in the NFL. And those statement games, they have to come big because there's those storylines. And those storylines equal a couple of things. The storylines equal Baltimore, New England, the seasoned veteran that is Tom Brady, up against a young guy in Joe Flacco who's trying to get over the hump. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Joe Flacco is finally over the hump, because when you're playing for the Super Bowl and you don't show up and this is your fifth year or something happens, you don't win the football game, I'm not going to put that up on Joe Flacco, are you? I mean, if you're going to place a lot of blame on a lot of things, you have to question whether or not you're going to go directly to the quarterback in this deal. Now, if he plays awful, we'll call it the way it is. But to get to the AFC Championship game and you're Joe Flacco. Okay, now, folks, I want you to remember something about Joe Flacco, because Joe Flacco is one of these guys that will, how do you put it? Joe Flacco is one of these guys that are going to make a difference in their future. Okay, so if Joe Flacco doesn't win this football game, I'm not going to put a lot of flack on Joe Flacco. Now, this is what you should at least aspire to when you're Joe Flacco. This is what you should at least try to do yourself, which is make these playoffs and make the championship game. Talk about anybody can win. I mean, we can go back to last year's Baltimore-New England game and talk about, well, we get another rematch. And let me tell you something, folks. I watched that game, and just to be honest, they should have won that football game. Why they didn't win the football game, that's going to be the big question. Will it make a difference? And I don't know if it will. And if it does, it'll be really an interesting game this weekend. So, as we get going, we are going to find out whether or not Joe Flacco can be that guy. Can Joe Flacco take that step and become a Super Bowl caliber quarterback? And I'm putting them there now. Yeah, and granted, if you watch the game, Joe Flacco, you know, had some problems. He just got the monkey off his back. And there's a team playing with a lot of emotion. And where is that going to stand? It's going to be a huge question in this game. Will Joe Flacco be able to take that step ahead and move forward to become the quarterback that we expect him to be? I said it in round one, he has to win this football game because I didn't really have a doubt in reality in the first round for the Baltimore Ravens. I thought they would beat Indianapolis just because of the experience factor. And when you get to the playoffs, the first round experienced teams should beat the inexperienced. That's where you're looking at Indianapolis. And they should have won that football game, and they did. And they won it handily. The second round of the playoffs, for those who don't get the first round bye, is where experience then has to take that step forward. That step forward has to be, how do you put it? That has to be the step that is going to be taken in order for you to achieve greatness. And that's what Joe Flacco has to do. And welcome into the chat room there, Coffee. Give us a call if you want to get in online. But Joe Flacco, this is where he's going to take that step to become a great quarterback. Now, I have Joe Flacco as a top 10 quarterback in the NFL starting at the beginning of the year. We're talking, he has done a lot for this franchise. And you take a look at it, the Baltimore Ravens have made the playoffs every year that he's been in. And no other quarterback has done that. So he's on his way as far as, is he going to be able to maintain, you know, greatness, and he can do it. You start off a rookie, and you make it into a playoffs. That's amazing. Second, third, fourth, now the fifth year. And yes, he's got a good defense, but this was the year that he had the, and that's in the past. He's had past, you know, they've had good defenses. You look at this defense this year, it's not the best, and that's okay. And Joe Flacco hasn't been the quarterback that, you know, all NFL teams are written by. And here's the thing. He's moving to that area. This, at the end of this year, you have no more Ray Lewis. This year, next year, we'll expect a lot more from Joe Flacco, even without a Ray Lewis in the lineup. Plus, they're going to get some weapons back on the defensive side of the ball. The big question, you've already know you're not going to get Ray Lewis.
But some of the other injuries that happened to this football team, Ed Reed, will he be back? And then he's got to take that step as a quarterback to move forward and being the best. You still, yeah, Reed is a question. This guy's getting old, too. So whether or not he stays, how long he stays is going to be the big question. But you do have Terrell Suggs, and you're right. When you build a team, defensively is a great way to start it. You look at these Ravens, they've won a Super Bowl with no quarterback. But now, when you got a quarterback and you got a defense, you're putting yourself in it. And all I'm saying is that when you look at this game and you look at Joe Flacco and where he is going as far as his production, this is a game that if he loses, I'm not going to hold it against Joe Flacco. The first two playoffs, I was definitely talking, well, we got to question where Joe Flacco is in his progress, even though he's made to five playoffs. Where is he at that? And he's already achieved that for me. Next year, I expect them to win this football game if they make it to this point. I expect them to win. Now, is that unfair? I don't know. But that's one thing I want to see next year is I want to see the Baltimore Ravens win the AFC Championship. I'll give them the okay to lose this game. Well, depending on how badly he loses it. And then we can speculate on, you know, is he good in pressure games and things like that. There will always be something to speculate in this game. There will always be something to speculate about when you talk, where is this team actually going to go with Joe Flacco at the quarterback. Now, on the other side of that football, you can say what you want, but I'm going to put it out there. And I'm going to get bashed for it, and Coffee, I'm sure, is right with a breath to the king of the keyboard. Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever play the game. Now, Tom Brady has some problems in the playoffs. But I'm telling you right now, regular season, there's no better quarterback. And there it is. He's not even close. I don't know if you're saying no one's even close to him or I'm completely right. And I know sometimes that might be hard to admit. But I don't think there's nobody even close to them. Cowpo, welcome in. Appreciate you getting in. Get in online. We'll take your call. But I think Tom Brady is the best quarterback to put it. And there it is. Exactly. Give you Rodgers, but here's one thing about it. How many rings does Rodgers have and how many will he end up with is a big question. But he's not 10 times better than Tom Brady. He may eventually get there, but right now Tom Brady is the best quarterback to play the game. Rings mean nothing to you. Well, that's that is one thing that a lot of other people will take a look at. How many rings do you have? And you can say what you want about Tom Brady. Tom Brady is the reason why they got those rings. And when you look at Tom Brady and what he's done as a quarterback compared to even Aaron Rodgers to this point in his career, Tom Brady was a step ahead of him. But that's okay. I'm not saying Aaron Rodgers is not a good quarterback. I'm saying in their prime, give me Tom Brady right now. And the main reason, all you got to do is take a look at that game that happened last week. Coffee, I called that game on the Couch Potato Sports Show. On that being said, that Green Bay was going to have a hard time in that football game because Aaron Rodgers has a problem with those defenses that are out to getcha. And he does. And that's what happened in that football game. Now, there's some other things, but really, ultimately, when it comes down to it, they say the quarterback gets too much of the fame when they win and too much of the blame when they lose. But the simple fact of the matter is that Aaron Rodgers didn't win that football game for him, and Aaron Rodgers should have won that football game for him last week. But San Francisco, you know, I'm going to tell you right now, San Francisco has an offensive and defensive line that's the best in the NFL right now. And just to give you a little hint on where I'm leaning, those are the reasons why you win football games when you got great quarterbacks. And you're right about that. I'm not stating that the numbers are – I'm not stating that. I'm talking about the success of your football team. Last year, they didn't do it. This year, they didn't do it. I mean, and all we're talking about, the Patriots at the same time, sitting in the AFC Championship game, and it's usually because of Tom Brady. We can argue it all day long, and we can say who's the best, but at the same time, when Rodgers, you know, Rodgers doesn't play your defense, and you're absolutely right. But when the game was on the line, you had to give the ball to Rodgers. No offense, and no offense against Rodgers. And right now, if I'm, and I will even go to the point on this coffee to let you know that if I was starting a team right now, I'd take Aaron Rodgers over Tom Brady just because of the fact that he will last longer. But Tom Brady, it makes players, I mean, who heard of Wes Welker before he got up there? Gronkowski, Hernandez, good quarterback. Peyton Manning did this with Indianapolis, making Pierre Garçon a name that I can recognize and know who he is. Now he's over in Washington. No offense, he isn't doing anything over there. Good, great quarterbacks make players better and make them superstars. And I'm sorry when I look at, I love Greg Jennings, but, and that might be because of injuries and everything else as far as Greg Jennings is concerned. However, that being said, Greg Jennings can be one of the best wide receivers in the NFL if he can remain healthy. And that's going to be always the question with him. Jordy Nelson, yes, that's what I'm talking about. But I'm just talking about more. That's all I'm saying. I'm just saying right now, you know, and like I said, I would take Aaron Rodgers right now if I was starting the team. Don't get me wrong. But right now, to have ever played the game right now, to have ever played the game, and you look, and you, if you want to look at stats, you can look at stats all day long. But if you want to look at rings, you can look at them all day long. All those diamonds will be shining in your face that you get from Tom Brady. And maybe we'll get to the point where maybe I'll take that step and say that Aaron Rodgers, hey, Aaron Rodgers is primed to be Tom Brady, if not better. He's primed to do it. So it will, but he's right there. He's right there on the cusp. I'll give you that. But right now, Tom Brady is the best quarterback to ever play the game right now. And that's a personal opinion, and it gets out there. Everybody has an opinion about something. Cowpo, you're being awful quiet on something as big as this kind of thing. You usually can jump in there and let us know. Cowpo says golf is fun to play, boring to watch unless you're carrying the clubs. And I'll go back to it. By the way, oh my goodness, I got to read this email because this is amazing. This is amazing. I'm going to open up my Facebook because I got an email. Well, you know, that's true. But at the same time, you know, Gronkowski, you know, is made because of Tom Brady. Welker, same thing. No one's ever heard of those people before he got a hold of them. Got to read this email I got. You know, because sometimes Facebook brings out the best and the worst of people. And I like Facebook. We promote the Couch Potato Sports Show. That is tonight. We're doing high school basketball here for our Lokes. That's what I call them, our Lokes, our local people here for Rowlett High School Basketball. We'll be doing the play-by-play tonight on the Couch Potato Sports Show. But Facebook brings out the best and the worst of people, and I put it out there yesterday. And I said, okay, I'll say it. No one cares about. No one cares. It's cycling, for crying out loud. It isn't a sport. It's a recreation. Received an email from one of my people. I'm not going to put it out there, but it's an interesting email. And I guess I'll give it its props for the moment. Couch cycling is a sport. You've got to understand what it takes in order to even qualify for the Tour de France, never mind win the Tour de France, and then never mind winning it seven times. Well, I could say the same about baseball, so okay. I'm listening still, right, guys? I'm still listening. But what Lance Armstrong did as far as an athlete is concerned, winning seven Tour de Frances, puts him up on the map as being one of the best athletes ever perform in any sport, never mind football, baseball, basketball, hockey. So as you're putting him down and the fact that no one cares, you've got to look at where he is and what he did, even if he was on performance-enhancing drugs. And you're going to have to finally admit at some point in your life that he was one of the best athletes to ever be an athlete. Okay. 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 I'll even stretch it to this point. Okay. In my glory days, okay, around 25, and I say glory days, 25 to 35, those were 10 great years for the couch. Not athletically, but I'm going to tell you right now, no one could beat me miniature golf. I'm telling you, I won 10 in a row. You can put it as a neat accomplishment there. You can say what he did. And folks, I could care less about sports-enhancing drugs. I really can, because I'm just going to be honest with you. I think there's a place in sports for them. I do, and we can argue that all day long. And Andrea, who normally is a co-host with me here, doesn't argue that case with me either. There's just a time and a place, and I think you can bring them into the game and make it a part of the game. I just think that, because that's, you know, if they're not illegal, make them legal in the thing. But that's a totally different story. We can spend 3 hours on whether or not steroids are good for any sport, never mind. But we're talking cycling. And I know the Tour de France is the Super Bowl of cycling. I get it. And that's the reason why I'm not excited about NASCAR. You turn left, for crying out loud. And you push your foot down on a gas pedal and figure out how to get around. If that's not athletic, the machine is doing the work. So I don't necessarily find that as a sport either. I find them as recreations. When you look at the machine portion of it, okay, it's a bicycle. In NASCAR, it's a motor. Now, how you handle the motor, the golf club, there's another one, the golf. You know, I'm not a great big fan of golf. But how you handle it, yeah, it may take athletic ability to do it, but the sport itself is not. When you talk about baseball, yes, there's a bat, but there's a lot more that goes into it. It's not just the bat. It's the all-around game. It's more the athletics, and that's just the way I look at it. Now, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it. I'm saying it's not a sport. I'm saying it's a recreation. And there's nothing wrong with that. If you can make money doing a recreation, I say go for it and do it. And if you're one of the best, but I'm not going to put you up there as far as some of the best athletes to ever play a game. I'm just not going to do it. That's the way I kind of look at it. And I have been criticized for that thought. And let's go here. Kalpo, appreciate him joining in for a little while. The only thing less than athletic than cycling is NASCAR or basketball. Now, basketball, I think, is a sport, because the only thing is, it's a basketball. The rest of it, it's athletics. You're using athletics to move the basketball. So I disagree, but I'm getting your point. Bowling and darts are not, no, I agree, are not a sport. They are recreation. I do love darts, by the way. Get me about 5 or 6 drinks in me, I become one of the best dart players to ever play the game. Take away from that, go poker is not a sport. That's, you want to talk a recreation. However, you know, ESPN is, you know, they do it, and you can say what you want about the popularity about poker, but I'm going to tell you it's here to stay, especially with the World Series of Poker, and that's how they kind of make it sound like it's a sport, because they call it the World Series of Poker. Anything you can play stone, which is 80% of the NBAers all the time, is not a sport. I tend to, like I said, basketball's a sport. I'll give them that. But I get what you're saying. I become a great pool player after I've been drinking too. Don't mean I'm a great, that doesn't mean I'm a great athlete. Okay? And if anybody ever seen me, they know I'm not an athlete. Okay? But I'm a mean dart player and I'm a mean pool player after I've had a few hits. Long Island iced teas. Matter of fact, the only time I drink is when I'm in Vegas. As a matter of fact, you know, I'm going to Vegas on February 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, and 11th to go visit my family, which as you get older and things happen, you tend to not take the time that you have with your family. You don't take advantage. You don't look a gift horse in the mouth. I get an opportunity to spend time with my family, my dad, my brothers, and so I'm looking forward to that. But when I'm in Vegas, I become a mean karaoke singer. Does that mean I'm a great singer? No, it means that when I'm drunk, I can sing. Okay, and I'm not bad, but I'm not great either. But I've won karaoke contests being completely blitzed. So I get what you're saying there, and I agree with you, Coffee. Back to the NFL, though. The same way back this baby, back into some real sports, which is NFL. A great game happening on the AFC, in the AFC Championship game. I'm actually looking so forward to this game. But the one that I'm looking more forward to is on the NFC side. And I say this because I'm so glad Atlanta figured out how to pull that game out, because I'm so sick of Sherman. And frankly, I'll even put it this way. The fact of the matter that the Seattle Seahawks are not in the playoffs, I'm going to put it on the shoulders of one guy. And although it's probably not necessarily a fair thing, but I'm going to tell you, Sherman, the defensive player for the Seattle Seahawks, just for the fact that guy's mouth runs the way it does. Now, I don't think they deserve to be. Yes, I'm blaming it on one guy, and I'm glad they're not in the playoffs because of one guy. I'm glad they're not in the NFC Championship because of one guy. Is it fair? Oh, boo-hoo. I don't care if it's fair. Who cares if it's fair? The fact of the matter is I don't like the punk thug that Sherman is. And I'm going to say it. Now, I'm not going to say he's not one of the best in the league at what he does, because he does. This guy's monster. He is monster. And when you are monster as much as he is, I'm going to tell you that my thinking is not saying that he doesn't have talent. My thinking is that there is a way of winning and there is a way of losing, and how you handle yourself when you're on the football field, when you act like a punk, you don't deserve it. And we can sit and argue all day long with scorekeeper on who's deserving of what. I don't like the guy. I'm glad they didn't make a play, and I'm glad just because of him. Now, I love Russell Wilson. Matter of fact, I picked him as the rookie of the year. I like this guy. Why? Because he's not a punk thug out there throwing himself out there and trying to make himself look great. Or, oh, the reason why we're a success is because of me. It's all about me. I hate that kind of talk. I hate that kind of thing. So I'm glad the Seattle Seahawks are not there. Just because of him. And if the guy was a decent human being, I would root for the Seattle Seahawks. But that kind of arrogance, the punkish, thuggish, thugonomics that he has got going on is one reason why the Seattle Seahawks are a turnoff to me. I hate Pete Carroll, but I wouldn't stop that as far as them making the playoffs if they had some cool players. You can talk all the smack you want, but the way he does it, how he does it, and I will tell you, the simple fact that Trent Williams popped this guy in the mouth, and I'm glad he did it. And it's just more on the fact, well, do it then. Pow! He got it, and I'm so happy he did. But I'll be honest. Seattle Seahawks were not the team that needed to be in this NFC Championship game. It needed to be Atlanta. Now, Atlanta let them back in this football game, and that was strictly ridiculous. However, they got the win, and it doesn't matter how they got the W, they did. But they got a lot of things to put together because they're playing up against San Francisco. Defensive line, offensive line, number one in the NFL on both sides of the ball. If you look at the talent that's there. I mean, and I heard this, and I hate to say it because I don't listen to ESPN a lot. I do put it on because it's the only sports thing on when I'm taking my kids up there. They nearly have a ton. A real-life ton of manhood on the offensive line. It's hard to beat a football team like that. And I don't know if that's even going to end up happening. I vote for no quarterback as the rookie of the year. Alfred Morris, yeah, I like him. But I'll just throw what I think at the side. Alfred Morris, that guy's a talent. But there's always going to be that question. Is the reason why he got that many yards is because they had to also worry about the dual threat. Not saying that he's not deserving. As a matter of fact, I think if I could give out a duel, I'd give one to Alfred Morris, and I would give one to Russell Wilson. So I get what you're saying. Luke, you know, and Blair Walsh, Luke, come on. I'm not necessarily. Even the other quarterbacks deserve it more than them. No offense. In these guys, you know, and I'll be honest, I don't even know who Luke Cucci is. I'll just put that out there. But, that having been said, you know, the guys that unfortunately do get the attention, okay, are the ones that are going to win that. That's why I'll share it with Wilson and Morris. So, and you may be right. You may be right there. You know, but here's the thing. You know, I'm not up to date with that guy. And maybe because he doesn't get the attention, maybe he could be the rookie of the year, most underrated rookie offensive player of the year. Maybe we could give him that. But as far as talent, you know, you think with wins your football games. No offense. Come on, Coffee. When you're thinking of MVP, you got to find that because no offense to that guy, you know. Another second-year guy could maybe do something like that. You know, so when I look at those kind of things, and I'm not saying the guy is not deserving of at least an honorable mention, okay? But I'll be honest, I just don't know who he is. And if they're not on my radar, you know, I can't vote for something I don't see. And that's not necessarily his fault. But when you become one of the best at your position, I'll know who you are. I do love me a little Alfred Morris. I think you're right there. I think he should be definitely. They should give Rookie of the Year, and he be a part of it. And I will say this, and if I'm not mistaken, they already give Rookie of the Year to. They've already give the Rookie of the Year award to RG3, and here's what I say, and going along with you there. Coffee. He has a lot of thanking to do because of Morris. Because Morris, you got to stop one of the two, and if you don't have him, you know, got it. I know who he is now that you put this out there. I know who he is now. I if you would have put BC on there, yeah, this guy was monster. If you would have said that he was an Eagle, I wouldn't known that. I kind of close to BC, Boston College, and that's right. He did come out there, and you're absolutely right. This guy is a monster, but you know, no offense against the guy. Okay, he's not a rookie of the year, just not there. And frankly, I'll be honest, he's not even close. But say again, he's not. And this is only good for him. If I'm not mistaken, he only played to his junior year. He didn't play his senior year. So, in reality, what he did as a senior on the NFL level is amazing. 164 tackles. He only has one sack, though, but two interceptions. Yes, absolutely. I will give you that one there, Coffee. I think I will go with you, but I can't give him Rookie of the Year, but now I know who it is. If you would have said Boston College, I would have known who the guy was. If I'm not mistaken, he's like 6'3", 6'4", 250 pounds. This guy is a solid muscle, and he was. You know, forget about the fact this guy is. He was, and let's see here. According to this, he was the 10th pick. So, absolutely. First-team All-American for 3 years in college, there's no question. But I'm not going to give him the Rookie of the Year, just more in the fact that even though he led the NFL in tackles this year, I know who you're talking about now. So, as a rookie, that's a pretty good – but let's be honest. If he picked up some more interceptions and was the sack leader, or it, you know, maybe 7 or 8 sacks, then maybe you could throw that at him. Yes, he has to do more in order to get it because he's not an offensive player. Got it. However, love the debate, and of course, Coffee brings that to us. And if he ever wants to get online, 347-637-2306, or hit that Skype button. As a matter of fact, that's what I'm using today. I got these cool NFL headphone mic, and it's by Motorola. I bought one that they were selling, and I wanted to test it out, thinking that it was cool. More than the fact that the microphone's real close to the mouth, so when I do play-by-play, I'm going to be doing it via Skype when I'm out there tonight. When you check that out, some basketball covering it for my Lokes here, because football dominates Texas, and frankly, I think it's a farce. I love me some basketball. Love me some baseball. We'll be covering the Rowlett Eagles basketball and baseball games this season. It's going to be fun. Never mind the fact that we got the Texas Revolution of the Indoor Football League. That's going to be on our show. Right now, we're working in conjunction with the Lone Star Football League as well to call some of their games as well. We're ironing out the final details in that as well. So, and also Lingerie Football League we're going to be covering here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's going to be awesome, folks. The Couch Potato Sports Show is going to be your Band-Aid after the Super Bowl to get you to training camp as far as football is concerned. We're going to be bringing that. Never mind the other play-by-play. I'm having a ball doing the play-by-play. And it's something that I've wanted to do, and I'm not great at it, but I enjoy doing it. So we'll be bringing that to you. And the Texas Revolution, looking forward to this one here. You're right. He's not expected to get sacks, but he's got to at least pull something else. I get it. I know you like the guy, Coffee. I get it, but no offense. He's not the Rookie of the Year. But he's right there. He gets the honorable mention. I'll give you that. So, the NFL, let's look on the other side. Let's talk NFC. Let's talk Seattle and Atlanta and San Francisco. This is going to be a great game, guys. And we're going to break this game down on Sunday so we can get that out. By the way, the games are a little bit crazy, okay? The game starts for the NFC side at 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, 3 o'clock Eastern, and they're going to put the second game in a little bit of prime time. It's on at 5:30 Central Standard Time, 6:30 Eastern. So just to let you know, that's where that is in line. Don't forget about it. A little bit change on that. And I will get with Cuervo. We may even start our show at noon on Sunday, doing that being said on the Couch Potato Sports Show. But remember, don't forget Sports Talk with the Guys Saturday morning. And I'll take the handoff on Saturday morning. We'll talk all sports. We'll be talking anything and everything. But I'll agree. Let's do this. Let's talk about something that I know Coffee is waiting with bated breath for tomorrow. And frankly so, he should. Because guess what? We get the NHL back.
Woohoo!
Absolutely. Thank you, scorekeeper. But we get the NHL back, and I am, and let me just say, I'm going to put it out there. This year, I'm going to watch a lot of hockey. And the main reason, and Coffee, I think, will attest with this. We are going to see playoff hockey from now until Stanley Cup. Instead of all the BS before, in reality, where you're not getting full effort from certain players or whatever the case may be, now every game is gonna count. And I think it's absolutely wonderful. And this is one of those things that when you look at hockey, and I'll put it out there, I can't pronounce their names. I'll try and I'll butcher them. I know who these guys are. I just don't know how to say their names. But this is going to be a year where I'll be watching an awful lot of hockey because it is where it needs to be in order for me to gain my attention. It's playoff hockey from game one, which starts tomorrow, right, Coffee? We get NHL tomorrow. I don't know. I all of them. I mean, they're from Switzerland, how you pronounce them, stuff like that. And someone can tell me, and I'll still botch it. So, but NHL is back, and I'll say it. I'm looking forward to this season more so than any other as far as my interest. Now, what I have heard is a lot of people are not interested in what's going on as far as that's concerned because there wasn't any games up to this point. Well, that's what brings it in. Pittsburgh is playing Philadelphia on Saturday. I will be watching that game, and if I don't watch it live, I will be watching it on DVR. That's going to be a great game. That's the game that I'm going to end up watching. I'm not going to watch Ottawa and Winnipeg. And, yes, I'm going to figure out if I have to buy a package to get the NHL, I will. But if I'm not mistaken, it's going to be on NBC. Yeah, Pittsburgh and Philadelphia will be on NBC. So I will be watching that game. But Sunday, there's games that are going to be happening on Sunday. I'm not going to be watching hockey. But I will be watching hockey all day and all night on Saturday. So we'll get an idea because the Saturday games are incredible. Let's talk about the lineup for that day for this as far as that's concerned. Geez Louise, a lot of games going on. Are you ready? Anaheim at Vancouver. Colorado's at Minnesota. Phoenix is in Dallas. Columbus is in Nashville. Detroit and the St. Louis Blues, which, by the way, I pick two dark horses every year. I like the St. Louis Blues. I like what they've been doing for the last 2 years. So, maybe starting off in playoff mode might be good for St. Louis. Carolina and Florida. Washington is in Tampa Bay, New Jersey at New York, Toronto will be in Montreal, the Rangers in Boston, that's another game I'm going to be watching at nighttime. That's going to be a real good game. Chicago at Los Angeles, as well as Ottawa and Winnipeg, those are your games, and Pittsburgh and Philadelphia, those are starting that out. I think that's going to be a classic. Starting game number one off. It is. It's the right game to put up on national. Yes, there's other teams that are out there, but let's be honest. There are a lot of fans of both of those teams that are out there. I think and I like the fact that it's the same state rivalry going on. These teams do not like each other. They hate each other with a passion. And, that just does something for me. That to me is must-see TV. And, yes, hockey is a sport, by the way. So we'll be talking about that throughout the year. And, I don't know what to expect. What do you expect there, Coffee, in this season as you're going to be? He says, watch out for the Wild. They'll have a great balance of stars and highly talented rookies. So 28 of the 30 teams will play tomorrow. He's right about that. And here's what I'll say. I'm going to just take him at his word. I think there's a little bit of Homer as far as the Wild are concerned, and that's fine. But I have heard rumblings about this team. And those the rumblings aren't bad at all, especially coming out of Minnesota and the Wild. They are. They've got some good rookies that but here's my question, and I'm going to ask Coffey to answer this because I don't – is the fact that they have a lot of those rookies in there, is that going to be a hindrance to this team more so than a help? So that's my main question. I'm sure he'll give me an answer here in a few minutes. But when you look at this team, and I'm going to open up this page because – let me find it. There we go. Because there's some interesting divisions in hockey as far as that, because there's teams that I like. The other team that I'm going to be watching this year, okay, I'll let you know about St. Louis. I'm also looking at the Buffalo Sabres this year. They're getting great goalie play. I'm wondering if they can keep those kind of things up. That's the thing that I'm looking, those are going to be my dark horses that I'm going to be watching this year. More than the fact, I think I'll watch the Wild just because, and if I can get, you know, if I can get the opportunity to see them, I'll be watching the Wild just so I can answer, you know, somewhat, you know, intelligently on some of the things that I'll see. But I guess another thing when I look at hockey, and I guess I'll ask him this. I mean, when you look at hockey, Do you have any ill feelings for this team that went down to Dallas away from? If I'm not mistaken, isn't that the team that came down here to Dallas? I'm just asking. I'm not sure. I think it is. But the Minnesota Wild, they're going to start it off. They're going to start it off right away with Colorado on Saturday at 8:00. And the Wild, one thing I know, and this is one thing I know, and I'll put this one out to Coffey. When you got youth and you got size and you got speed, you're putting yourself in a pretty good position to be successful in the NHL. And Coffey is back in. He's logged back. I lost him there for a moment, but with those rookies, I'm wondering. You got size, you got speed, then the experience. That's what I really honestly think that's where it is. Size, youth, speed, experience. And if you can get all four of those in one player, that is really good. But that's hard to find. You're going to get maybe three or four of some of them. But I think size and speed are huge. If you look at the Kings, they had that. They had size and speed. Not only that, experience. They had it. And as much as no one wanted them, I didn't care who won. I just wanted to see good hockey. And I wanted to root for one team. And I got the opportunity to do so. My team didn't make it. So I did go to the Kings. The Kings are kind of like my, you know, my team. They used to be the affiliate to the Phoenix Roadrunners back in the 90s. Yes, that's IHL, by the way, you know, International Hockey League. I was a season ticket holder, and there is nothing like hockey. I do love it. In fact, this strike really helped minor league hockey this year as far as attendance is concerned. Now we'll go back to regular and get back to what it normally like. And take it away. The NHL is concerned. So that being said, that's where we're at. And I think we're getting a lot of feedback as far as the microphone is concerned. So we're going to switch it back over. Let me do this.
Okay. All right. We were getting feedback there, and that was coming from our other computer, so it gives me an idea what needs to happen for tonight's game. But anyway, folks, we're all set this year for some hockey, and we're going to get it all where I wish you would have told me before he left. I'm back here. We are clear, clear online. So that's where we're at here, folks. That's what's going to happen. We got some hockey going on. Let's talk about some other things that are going on. Let's talk a little bit about the NBA, because the NBA is up and ready, and we're getting closer and closer to, well, will a team make it or will they not? And we are talking a couple of teams that have been touted right there, and we're teams that could or could not be all set and ready to go as far as the playoffs are concerned. So let's talk about that just for a moment, okay? Because we have Dallas, who has won 4 games in a row, trying to move up in the standings. They're at 17-23. And the Lakers are at 17-22. And I'll say, if you're close to the Lakers, you might have an opportunity to make the playoffs. But Dallas, you know, I'm not a big fan of Dallas and their talent this year. You know, that puzzle piece that's put together. There's something about that. Doesn't feel good to me. And I don't know if that's going to be something that can be squared up and ready to go. However, the Lakers are a team that I wonder about, because I mean they're 3-7 in their last 10. And I was looking at the All-Star lineup, by the way, and I was wondering how one got in there. It just goes to show that the people who vote for the All-Star team are as dumb as I am when it comes to the NBA. And I'm going to put that out there. I like the NBA, and I watch the NBA, and I keep track of the NBA. But I'm going to just put it out there. The All-Star game and the votes, and what ended up happening, who made it in and who didn't, I'll just say that I think it was a bad pick on some of the guys that were in there. Now, we could talk about Kobe Bryant all day long, okay? Kobe Bryant's an all-star, but here's one of the things I have a problem with Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant is probably one of the best players to ever play the game. And so he's going to get that respect, and I'll give that to him. So he's going to set himself there. But some of the other players that have made this squad makes me kind of wonder. In the West. And one of them is his playing mate from Miami and the Heat. I mean, you can say what you want, but I'm not a great big fan of bringing in Howard to this team. I like Kevin Durant. I think Kevin Durant is just one of these guys that are there. And LeBron James, he's always going to be it. So those are pretty much your starters that are sitting right there. You know, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. Blake Griffin is a guy that has, you know, made his way into it. And frankly, he deserves it. Blake Griffin, I think those are the good ones. And Kevin Durant, I like those, and I like where those picks are. On the East, Kevin Garnett and Carmelo Anthony. It's going to be interesting to see how they get along in this game, right? These guys don't like each other. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of play they'll be. Your wife tastes like... And then that was cold, too. Your wife tastes like Honey Nut Cheerios. That was cold. You just don't do that. Chris Paul's also there. Rajon Rondo and Dwayne Wade. Um, Not sure. I'm not sure. It's just one of those things over on that side that I don't know if I like, dislike, or whatever. LeBron James, Blake Griffin in the West, I kind of like the fact that we're seeing some new blood in there. Dwight Howard, I'm just not a great big fan of the pick. I'm all about Kevin Durant in the All-Star game. Dwayne Wade is in the All-Star game as well, but probably won't be the starter. So, but it's going to be an interesting one on as far as relationships are concerned. And I say that on the East side, and I say that because of Melo and because of Kevin Garnett. And we'll talk about that probably Saturday morning with Big Dog, because Big Dog covers NBA better than anybody that I know. So we'll get his opinion about how that will go and go from there. By the way, is it me or is seeing a Blake Griffin alley-oop just not exciting? I'll just say it. I've watched them, and they do it a lot. They alley-oop to this guy. And I do like the fact that that he's in there, and I like the fact that there's new blood in there. I do like that. Oh, Coffee, you're back. And I missed you there for the last couple of minutes. I'm sorry, because I thought you'd moved on, and I'm on a website looking at something and bringing that to you. So, going back to that question about the Wild, they have a whole slew of top-ended rookies, which is great as far as the Wild are concerned in hockey. Signed two top free agents, and it looks like Granlund is a guy that he's looking really good for. So, you know, one night dislikes Minnesota sports more than me, but you're a Wild fan, so I'm not quite sure. But yes, Kobe is a selfish ball hog. Yes, he doesn't play both ends of the court, but he's going to get his due. Okay, he's going to get his due. I mean, no, and I'm not even saying he's anywhere near Jordan, but I think he's probably as close as anybody's going to get being Jordan-ish. He's got to be the one, and really, to be honest, he's the one that's carried the torch in the NBA far better than anybody else since Jordan. And I say far better, that's just maybe he's one of the notables of the NBA. And, you know, yeah, he's a selfish player, but at the same time, you know, I kind of felt that way about Michael Jordan. He would dish it, but sometimes, you know, he was so good. And I think that's the reason why I've never been a Michael Jordan quote-unquote fan. Those guys, when they're good, they're good. And Michael Jordan was good. There's no question about it. I mean, obviously one of the best, if not the best player to play in basketball. You know, I'm still an Oscar Robinson fan of the day. But that's the way I kind of look at that, so... So, anyway, I'm a fan of good hockey. I am, too. I wish nothing but the best for hockey and trying to stay within the top five, because college sports has even gone more in popularity than the NHL in reality. So I hope they remain top five and don't dump out. So, but that's the way it is, folks. We just blew off an hour here there on the Early Bird Fantasy. We're going to change the name of that to Sports Talk Over Coffee, not You Coffee, but we're going to change the name of the show. Sports Talk Over Coffee with Andre and Couch. So we're going to start doing that. We'll change the name here soon and get it in the names. But we'll be doing that. Andre will be joining us probably once a week as we get going and getting set into some baseball. I'll kick you with some basketball, football, and we'll be keeping track of hockey as well. So this is going to be fun off season in the NFL. Also, don't forget about the Couch Potato Sports Show. Take it as we take the handoff from the Sports Talk with the guys here on this station over on the Couch Potato Sports Show. Also tonight, if you like high school basketball, like play-by-play, give us a listen. We'll be doing that. Also, I do that for the Lokes. So we're out of here, everybody. Have yourself a great Friday. Have a great weekend. Have a great NFL weekend. We're out of here. Bye-bye.